Torah describes how during the census of Bnei Israel, the Levi'im were counted separately. Rashi comments, explaining, that the legion of the king, Levi'im, who were tasked with servicing the Beit HaMikdash and the Kohanim, they were ra'ui to be counted completely separately from the rest of the people. But Rashi gives another answer. Hashem saw that the entirety of the people that were counted in the regular census, all the people from 20 to 60 of Bnei Yisrael were counted, they all died in the Midbar. None of them made it into Eretz Israel. But the Levi'im were going to make it into Eretz Israel, and they did not get involved in the Chet HaEgel, and therefore he counted them separately. So two questions about this Rashi, about the second answer that he gives. Number one, why does he give a second answer at all? Whenever you see Davar Acher and Rashi, you always have to ask, why was the first answer not sufficient? Why does he have to give a second answer? In regards to that, so the Mefarshim say, because the beginning of the Pasuk says, Ach et mate Levi lo tifkod, which sounds like it's a mi'ut. It's not that it's something that's beyond, that they're counted separately because of something beyond, but rather they're being specifically excluded from the first count. But the second and larger question, which is the last words of Rashi, which are very strange. Because if you were to say that the Levi'im should be counted separately because they didn't die in the Midbar, you probably would not point to the Chet HaEgel. You would point to which Chet? The Meraglim. You would point to the Meraglim. So the implication over here in Rashi is, number one, that the Levi'im were involved in Chet HaMeraglim, and that's why, you know, it doesn't say the Chet HaMeraglim, but also it sounds like the Chet HaEgel was also had to do with the fact that Bnei Yisrael died in the Midbar, which is what some of the Mefarshim say, that in fact Bnei Yisrael between 20 and 60, though they died in the Midbar, it was not only because of the Chet HaMeraglim, but it was because of a combination of the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim, and the Levi'im specifically were excluded from the Chet HaEgel, but not necessarily from the Chet HaMeraglim. This somewhat contradicts the different Rashi elsewhere in Chumash, but I ain't siftei chachamim to find out the answer to that. Yom Tov.